This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
My name's Mike Bennett. I'm on a Plumbing and Central Heating course, weeks 1 and 2 with Train for Trades. And I'm from London.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
So, Mike, tell us a bit about yourself then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was a roofer, Tom.
How long have you been doing that for then?
About 10 years, 15 years now.
So are you self-employed or do you work for a company?
I'm hoping to be self-employed when I finish the course.
So you're training to be a plumber then?
Yeah.
Have you always been interested in plumbing?
I have, yeah, but never really took it up.
Tell us a bit about your job at the moment then. Tell us about roofing and what sort of jobs you do at the moment.
Well, I'm actually just doing main houses roofing, you know. People say it's not big contracts. But the weather's not too clever and it's time for a change.
So let's talk about your practical training then. How are you finding it?
It's enjoyable, yeah, very much so.
What week are you on the practical training?
1 and 2 practical.
So what sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
Soldering, welding, study work. Learning quite a bit, really.
How did you find Train for Trade Skills then? How did you come across the course?
I was actually talking to a gentleman and he told me about it. And then I got an interview and went from there.
We've talked about the practical side. Let's move on to the other part, the theory side of the course.
Yeah.
How are you finding that?
It's very good. Very helpful. And you learn a lot.
How are you finding it, sort of balancing it around your full-time job then?
Well, it's good because you can do your modules at your own pace, Tom, so you can make time for it.
Have you got any sort of studying tips or any particular ways that you study that you've found work really well?
Well, they advise you, on, of course, to do a couple of hours a night and at least 20 hours a week if you can do it.
And is that what you do then?
Yep, find it great.
So, Mike, let's talk about when you finish your course, when you've got your qualification, what are your plans?
Start my own business and build from there, really, Tom.
Definitely. For the people that are listening and want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade, have you got any advice for them about what to do or what qualities they need to have?
Well, yeah, you've got to be disciplined and you've got to have a belief in what you're doing and crack on with it, really. And I could recommend trying with trades.
That's great, Mike. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, Tom. Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.